This is an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Florida mom calls police after discovering 28 videos of her teen son having sex with his former art teacher. Marie Jo Gordo taught the boy's 8th grade art class 5 years before, then began a sex relationship with the minor this past summer, meeting him in her car and at hotels.
Nancy, Gordo was not only the boy's art teacher, but also his religious ambassador. Gordo resigned from her position at the school where she taught the boy just as the sex relationship started, taking a position at another school teaching art to children in kindergarten through 8th grade. Gordo has been ordered to hand over her phone to authorities, but the woman has been free on bond since her arrest in October.
Gordo, 29, pleads not guilty to 3 counts of exploiting a minor and federal child porn charges. I wonder how they're going to explain those 28 videos. An 8-year-old girl and her sibling play on a frozen pond. The ice gives way. Both fall into freezing water. An elderly neighbor calls 911 and manages to rescue the sibling but can't reach the girl. As soon as Vermont State Trooper Michelle Archer gets on the scene, she immediately dives in the freezing water, dragging the little girl, just 8, to safety. Archer and the children warm up in her patrol car until EMTs get there. Both children make a full recovery from hypothermia. The Vermont State Police Life-Saving Award, well-deserved. Trooper Michelle Archer. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Reviving a dormant case against the actor, Alec Baldwin has now been indicted by a grand jury on an involuntary manslaughter charge related to a fatal shooting that occurred in 2021 during a rehearsal on a New Mexico movie set. With the latest, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Months after they received new analysis of the rifle that was used, special prosecutors in Santa Fe have presented the case to a grand jury. After a day and a half of laying out their case before the grand jury, the prosecution declined to answer any questions. Baldwin's defense lawyers say they will contest the charge. 2 crew members were among the witnesses seen at the courthouse for proceedings that for now are shrouded in secrecy. One of the witnesses was at the scene when the fatal shot was fired, and the other had walked off the set the day before out of fear for his safety. It was during a rehearsal on the movie set south of Santa Fe in October 2021 that Baldwin, the principal actor and co-producer of the Western film Rust, was aiming a revolver at cinematographer Helena Hutchins when the gun went off, killing her and injuring director Joel Souza. Baldwin claims that when he pushed back the hammer, the gun fired even though he did not pull the trigger. The actor, who has starred in roughly 40 films and TV shows, including Martin Scorsese's The Departed, the sitcom 30 Rock, and the early blockbuster The Hunt for Red October, is now again facing legal issues as a result of the charge.
It remains possible that Baldwin may have to serve prison time if convicted. Citing DNA evidence, authorities in Texas now say that a man who died in prison decades ago has been identified as the person who kidnapped and stabbed 3 girls from Indiana and left them in a cornfield almost 50 years ago. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Although the girls, who were 11, 13, and 14 years old at the time, survived the attack, a clear suspect was never identified and the case was cold until recently. According to the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, the assailant has now been identified by investigators using forensic genetic genealogy as Thomas Edward Williams. The man was an inmate who died in a Galveston, Texas prison in November 1983 at the age of 49. Police say that Williams was reported to have lived in Indianapolis at the time of the August 1975 incident, close to the location where the 3 girls were kidnapped while hitchhiking. According to our friends with the Indianapolis Star, the girls were transported to a cornfield in suburban Hancock County, where 2 of them had their throats cut and 1 of them was raped and stabbed in the chest and throat. After the attack, 2 of the girls were able to catch the attention of a motorist who called for help. It was after the 3 now adult women contacted authorities about the unsolved case that investigators reopened it and began testing the crime scene evidence in 2018.
At a press conference, the 3 victims, Sherry Rottler Trick, Kathy Rottler, and Candace Smith, described how they had persisted over the years in asking law enforcement to identify their attacker.
Thanks, John. Army vet Daniel Olson works as a research assistant in Fargo at North Dakota State University's Department of Soil Science. He's a drone operator. When Daniel stops coming to work with no notice, his employers call the family. They can't get in touch with him either. A week later, Daniel's car filled with many of his belongings found abandoned 3 hours east in Bismarck. Numerous searches in the area where the car was found, no leads. The Olsen family says Daniel suffers from post-traumatic stress syndrome after Iraq. And a fellow veteran, Matt Jameson, who served with Daniel, says he hopes other vets will speak up about their mental health so he doesn't lose more friends to the, quote, silent killer. Daniel Olsen, Army vet, missing 2 years. If you have info on Daniel Olsen, contact West Fargo PD, 701-433-5500. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast.